Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the Wikipedia page for Her. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe so that you can get more cat facts.
I have a cat, and Rachel Teichman has cats. So, well, you can guess that we are cat fans.
We love cats. I want to point out that there are not just one, not two, but four separate recordings on this Wikipedia page of different purring sounds.
Right on. We probably won't play them all, but let's go. Purr. A purr, or whirr, is a tonal fluttering sound made by some species of felids, including both larger outdoor cats and the domestic cat, Felis catus, as well as two species of genets. It varies in loudness and tone among species and in the same animal. In smaller and domestic cats, it is known as a purr, while in larger felids, such as a panther, it is called a whirr.
Citation needed. Although true purring is exclusive to felids and viverrids, a viverrid is a family of small to medium-sized feliform mammals. Oh, there's like ferrets and a civet. Never heard of a civet, but there's a bunch of them. Other animals, such as raccoons, produce vocalizations that sound similar to true purring. Animals that produce purr-like sounds include mongooses, kangaroos, wallabies, wallaroos, badgers, rabbits, and guinea pigs.
Citation needed. Animals purr for a variety of reasons, including to express happiness or fear, and as a defense mechanism. It has also been shown that cats purr to manage pain and soothe themselves. Purring is a soft buzzing sound similar to a rolled R with a fundamental frequency of around 25 hertz. This sound occurs with noticeable vibrations on the surface of the body, varies in a rhythm pattern during breathing, and occurs continuously during inhalation and exhalation. The intensity and length of the purr can also vary depending on the level of arousal of the animal.
One of my cats purrs even when I'm doing something he doesn't like cutting his nails. So maybe he's doing that to self-soothe.
Very possibly.
Mechanism. The mechanism by which cats purr is an object of speculation with different hypotheses proposed. An early idea was that purring is a hemodynamic process where sound is produced as the blood runs through the thorax.
There is a unique neural oscillator in the cat's brain of uncertain significance. Although the mechanism has not yet been fully explained, recent studies have inferred it could be the result of oscillatory mechanisms in the central nervous system. Studies have also shown that purring can be caused through electrically stimulating the infundibular region of the cat's brain, suggesting central control. Hey everybody, infundibular, a word that I did not ever see before in my life, and it only took me twice to get it right.
Good job. Infundibular means funnel-shaped, aka infundibular regions of the right ventricle.
Got it.
Vocal folds / laryngeal muscles. One hypothesis, backed by electromyographic studies, is that cats produce the purring noise by using the vocal folds or the muscles of the larynx to alternately dilate and constrict the glottis rapidly, causing air vibrations during inhalation and exhalation. Combined with the steady inhalation and exhalation of air as the cat breathes, a purring noise is produced with strong harmonics.
Degree of hyoid ossification. That sounds like a word a kid makes up.
Hyoid is a body part.
No, ossification.
Oh, that is a word that I've heard in my life.
Not me. No cat can both purr and roar. The subdivision of the Felidae into purring cats, Felinae, on one hand, and roaring cats, Pantherinae, on the other, goes back to Owen, and was definitely introduced by Pocock. Based on whether the hyoid bone of the larynx is incompletely roarers or completely purrers ossified. However, Weisengruber et al. Argued that the ability of a cat species to purr is not affected by the anatomy of its hyoid.
What?
Now, that whole paragraph is funny to me just because they're like throwing in these references and don't explain them at all. Like Weiseberger.
Weiseberger?
Weisenberger.
The roaring cats, lion, panthera, leo, tiger, he, tigress, jaguar, pionko, leopard, P. pardus, have an incompletely ossified hyoid, which, according to this hypothesis, enables them to roar but not to purr. However, the snow leopard, as the fifth felid species with an incompletely ossified hyoid, purrs.
All remaining species of the family Felidae purring cats have a completely ossified hyoid, which enables them to purr but not to roar. Based on a technical acoustic definition of roaring, the presence of this vocalization type depends on specific characteristics of the vocal folds and an elongated vocal tract, which is rendered possible by an incompletely ossified hyoid.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you go love your cats.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thanks for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get into some frequency, amplitude, and respiratory variation.
Frequency, amplitude, and respiratory variation. Domestic cats purr at a frequency of 20 to 30 vibrations per second.
Eklund, Peters, and Duffy, comparing purring in a cheetah and a domestic cat, found that the cheetah purred with an average frequency of 20.87 Hz egressive phases and 18.32 Hz ingressive phases, while the much smaller domestic cat purred with an average frequency of 21.98 Hz egressive phases and 23.24 Hz ingressive phases.
Schoetz and Eklund studied purring in four domestic cats and found that the fundamental frequency varied between 20.94 and 27.21 Hz for egressive phases and between 23.0 and 26.09 Hz for ingressive phases. Schoetz and Eklund also observed considerable variation between the four cats as regards relative amplitude, duration, and frequency between egressive and ingressive phases, but that this variation occurred within the same general range.
I think it's funny that Eklund is appearing in multiple studies and nobody else does. Is it that Eklund is the leader, or is it that Eklund is just like somebody they keep sticking on every time?
He probably just has done more of these studies than others have.
Yeah, but he's part of every group. His partners change. Is he just terrible to work with?
That can sometimes be true in the research world.
Also, it could be a she. We don't really know.
That's true. We don't know.
In a follow-up study of purring in four adult cheetahs, Eklund, Peters, Wise, and Muno found that egressive phases were longer than ingressive phases in all four cheetahs. Likewise, ingressive phases had a lower frequency than egressive phases in all four cheetahs. Mean frequency were between 19.3 Hz and 20.5 Hz in ingressive phases and between 21.9 Hz and 23.4 Hz in egressive phases. Moreover, the amplitude was louder in the egressive phases in four cheetahs.
You know what's probably also likely is that the different names that come up in some of these studies, although there is definitely some repeat researchers, but it's possible that a few of them were his students who he hired to do the research with.
That's also possible.
Yeah, like as a research assistant, that's totally possible. Eklund and Peters compared purring in adult, subadult, and juvenile cheetahs and reported that while there was considerable variation across most of the parameters analyzed, amplitude, phase duration, cycles per phase, and fundamental frequency, mainly attributable to degree of relaxation, agitation in the animals resting or playing, previously reported observations that ingressive phases tend to be lower in frequency were largely confirmed. There were no major differences in these parameters as a function of age.
Purpose. In domestic cats, many signals that occur when interacting with humans seem to originate from when the animal was dependent on the mother. Cats have been observed to purr for most of their lifespan, starting from when they were young and suckling from their mother. Purring may be a signaling mechanism of reassurance between mother cats and nursing kittens. Post-nursing cats often purr as a sign of contentment when being petted, becoming relaxed, or eating. Some purring may be a signal to another animal that the purring cat does not pose a threat.
Cats have been shown to have different types of purrs depending on situations. For example, purring appears to be a way for cats to signal their caretakers for food. This purring has a high-frequency component not present in other purrs. These are called solicitation purrs, when the cat is seeking a result, and non-solicitation purrs, and the two are distinguishable to humans. In a study, 50 humans were subjected to playbacks of purrs recorded in solicitation and non-solicitation situations at the same amplitude. Humans regularly judged the solicitation purrs as less pleasant and more urgent than the non-solicitation purrs. This variety of purring seems to be found more frequently in cats in one-to-one relationship with a caretaker. Similarities have been drawn between an infant's cry and the isolation cry of domestic cats. The high-frequency aspect of the purr may subtly exploit humans' sensitivity to these cries. Using sensory biases in communication between species provides cats with a productive means of improving the care that they receive. No citation needed! I absolutely know when my cats are being cute because they want food versus when they're just being cute.
Gotcha. Miles, my cat, has a very distinct sound when he's hungry. And actually, so does Dizzy, my other cat. When he's hungry, he purrs a little bit with a trill.
Mm-hmm.
Cats often purr when distressed or in pain, such as during the three stages of labor. In the first stage, the uterus begins to contract, the cervix relaxes, the water breaks, and the cat begins to purr, which is hypothesized to be a self-relaxation technique. This purring may trigger a cat's brain to release a hormone that helps it relax and acts as a painkiller.
There is also some evidence that the frequency at which cats purr can help promote bone density and hasten healing. Aw.
All right.
Wow, we love a cat here at WikiListen.
We do. Cats do purr. Purring is therapeutic, not just for the cats, but for people. So if you've got a cat, enjoy that purr.
I can't get enough of it.
This has been the Wikipedia page for purr.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your cute aggression.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.